December 7th, 1941, the bombing of Pearl Harbor. That was on a Sunday.
December 7th, 1941, born in 33. I was 8 or 9 years old.
How did you hear about it?
I was converted as a child, 9 years of age, in one of Daddy's churches. It was Palestine, not Palestine. I loved to go to that church, and I'd gone with my daddy to church that day, and we went to the Todd's house. Miss Todd was my second grade teacher, and her sister-in-law next door, Miss Virginia, was a woman who stirred God in me before that time. She lived next door to the Todds. We had visited together, and Miss Virginia had been there, and Edna Todd had been there. After lunch, we went out in the backyard. Daddy liked to walk around when things happened. We heard about that. Daddy prayed in the house, went around and walked around a while. We came back and started getting the car, and I think it was Miss Todd, Miss Edna Todd, came out and said, "Let me make a picture of you and your daddy." And she made it. I don't know if she was thinking that was a historic day, but it certainly was.
As a child, did that have impact on you, Pearl Harbor?
I remember that the whole country had fear. We didn't know that we could win. And that was communicated to the children somehow. People said in those days, if they'd kept coming, it wouldn't have been the same. They were really giving us trouble. But they hit Pearl Harbor and then went home. We had a train to come into Algoma, where I was converted, and a Jones boy came back, had been in prison. He was just skin and bones. I had a cousin who came back who was shell-shocked. Never did get over it. Loud noise. He had hit the floor. So everywhere you looked, you could see the war. I didn't understand then, you know, food stamps and gasoline stamps. Daddy would take his bath in a galvanized tub in the kitchen and leave early. In case he ran out of gas, he could walk and get to the church where he was going to preach. If somebody gave him $5, he'd put the gas in, come back home, wait a while, and then go preach. It was hard to get tires. That war made an impression, and it's still with me now. I feel somewhat concerned about our nation like I did then as a child. But as a Christian and lifelong minister, I don't deal with it the same way.
Yeah.